Osiris.
What's up? This is Ryan Stasek from Humphreys McGee. This podcast is part of the Osiris Podcast family. Osiris is a growing community of music and culture podcasts, connecting music fans with conversation, commentary, and of course, lots of music. Osiris works in partnership with Relics Magazine.
Hello!
Oh, man.
Wow.
Let's do another whoa.
Okay.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Hey.
Hi. Well,
I guess you guys were like, man, I could use a mini-soda about now.
I'm
a little... peckish.
Missing my friends.
Once it gets around Thursday or so, I'm like, how can I hear them but for less time?
Yeah. I don't want to listen to them for a whole time.
For an hour, but for 23 minutes or so, I'll listen to them.
Yeah.
The tummy in my ears starts to rumble.
My ear tummy rumble.
Would you agree that every list is a bucket list?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, nobody makes a list of shit.
I don't know.
No, that's a great point.
Well, a bucket list is shit you want to do before you die.
Yeah,
okay.
Your grocery list is...
Yeah.
You don't want to die halfway through it.
I'd like to clean the bathtub before I die.
Sure.
Yeah.
These are all things you're going to do when you're living. Bucket list. You're not going to do it.
Yeah.
What
can you wish... You know, it's on my bucket list.
Mm-mm.
More wishes.
Take that, Genie. You're free. My wish is that Genie will be free.
Yeah. Mm. You're free now, Genie.
You're free, Genie. Crack. That's a neck breaking, by the way.
Oh. R.I.P. Genie.
Yeah. So, I mean, my bucket list has just got one thing. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Check the mail.
Oh, shit.
You never check the mail.
Yeah.
Oh. The mail, like the mail that we get?
Which is better mail?
Oh, I thought you were talking about your mail. I thought this was like a Brad's tip. Check your mail.
Hey, guys. Put gas in your car.
So we got a message from James Seidler.
James Seidler.
So he asks, this is actually a question for you, Brad.
Oh.
How big is your record collection?
My record collection?
I have about 800 and would love to hear about you talk about it in some aspect. There we go.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here. We're sitting here in the beautiful studios in downtown Nashville.
Yeah.
And I've got some of my records here. But the thing is, Sean and I's records collections have merged.
Oh.
So when you look over here at this shelf, I don't know, what would you give that?
I'd give it like 80-30. Oh, you looking for the percentage that is yours?
Well, this is what I would say. If you took all of Sean's records off of the shelves, I have that many records and more just in boxes and shit. Like that box there has records in it. In my room, I have two suitcases, two carry-on luggage things which hold records.
And wow.
He's got too much.
I've got a lot of records. I've got that little... just for carrying records, things that cost $60 and only carries 4 records when you could just get a box.
Yeah.
Sure.
It carries like 30 records. So I don't know. I would guess not a ton. Maybe 300 all together.
Maybe 9,000.
Wow.
Maybe.
That's
maybe.
Pretty big.
But I could be wrong. I'd have to count them.
That's no 800.
Oh, shit.
No, it's no 800.
In your face, Brad.
But also, I haven't really collected records in my adulthood for... too long, maybe 5. Well, no, 6 or 7 years.
Oh, yeah, that's not long.
So maybe 12.
I didn't really get into it. No, wait a minute. I guess
maybe 45.
Maybe 33 1/3. Anyway, I got a bunch. We'll do a record. I wasn't prepared. It's mostly Flaming Lips. I think.
Okay.
I think I have like 30 Flaming Lips records, which is only like a tenth of how many records they made.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Tell me about your records, James. I will say this. As fanatically collectible as I am with things, like, you know, I got all the toys. I've got thousands of action figures. I got all the Legos. I got things. I get obsessed with stuff. I did have a rule where I won't buy a new record till I listen to the record I bought. So I won't just go to a garage sale and buy 600 records and then just put them on a shelf and never listen to them. Like, I have to listen to them before I buy another one. And I usually don't buy more than one a week. So
that's a good rule,
I guess. Yeah, no, I do buy more than one a week. I break the rule, but I
you try.
If they're on the shelf, I've listened to them.
Yeah,
if that makes any difference to anybody.
That's very noble.
Well, he asked.
James also asked. This is a which is better? Mm-hmm. You want to do that? Being overly politically correct or being a bigot?
Ooh. I'd rather be overly politically correct than a bigot, but. Yeah. I mean, I guess there's cool things about being a bigot. You get to wear stars and bars, which is an evil flag, but is one of the coolest looking flags.
Yeah.
The stars and bars has a good, it's got a big old X.
Right.
There aren't many flags with a big old X on there.
Yeah.
X's are cooler than stripes.
I think the flag alone carried them half the way.
Yeah, they were
if
like...
If they had a bullshit flag, because let's be honest, this Don't Tread on Me flag is nonsense.
Mm. It's stupid.
It's like a shitty cartoon.
Yeah.
Don't Tread on Me. Your message isn't clear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your logo is a snake? What are you, Slytherin? What are you, evil? I mean, you are, but what, you know...
Yeah, what are you, evil?
Fucking, dude, have an eagle.
Yeah.
Something nice.
Yeah.
Maybe like a... Like a catamaran or like some other kind of seafaring, you know, a boat or something.
What is a catamaran?
It's one of those that's like a boat and then it also has like another side thing. I don't know what it does. Like it's got a little thing that attaches it and it's got like...
Huh.
It's like the Moana boat, right?
Did you ever see the Beat It video where Michael Jackson was... He turned into a cat, but he was still a man?
No.
No, no. Never seen the Thriller video. Thriller video.
No, I'm not.
Dollar video.
Both of those records, I have in my record collection right now. We're going to take a break and listen to them right now. We're not. I guess which is better? I guess it's better to be over politically correct.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think overly politically correct is definitely the best way to go. No one wants to be a bigot. I'd say people that are bigots probably don't even want to be called a bigot.
No.
Yeah, most of them think they aren't. They're like,
they don't want to be
called. Listen, I think all black people should be in prison, but I'm not a bigot.
I'm not a racist. Yeah.
And then you go, wait, I think you are, because that's like most of being racist.
That's the MO.
Yeah. And then they go, oh, no, I think you're wrong. Mm-hmm. I think you're wrong about that, actually.
Well, I agree with both sides.
There's good people on both
Everybody's
sides.
Everybody's got their own point of view.
Yeah.
Let's do some polls.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Let me hop on it. All right. I'm going to hop on the second one. Nobody's ever done that before.
Whoa.
Nobody's ever done the second poll first, but I'm doing it.
Oh, shit.
What? This is one that only I can speak to because I am not a lawbreaker like you guys. You guys break the law a lot, but I'm a good person.
Yeah.
So this is police versus firefighters.
Okay.
The police obviously are great.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Never done a bad thing. Firefighters are going into your house, shooting water on all your stuff.
That's really rude.
Yeah.
Kicking your door down?
Yeah.
If you're lucky, usually they take an axe to your door.
Oh, shit. Uh-huh. I need that door to close it to keep my stuff inside.
Right, so it doesn't get wet.
So as this is really blowing my mind. The police got 7%.
Wow.
I wonder who voted for the
police.
Was
that coming straight from the underground?
Maybe.
7%? I figured they'd lose, but 7%?
7% is a rout.
Do we have a large African-American listenership?
I think we got a lot of like woke white people who are like, I don't like cops. Oh, it's so sad that they shoot people for no reason.
Yeah, they do get all uptight about that.
Yeah, it's like, get over it.
Firefighters hardly ever shoot black people for no reason.
Never. I don't think
that's we're assuming that's what this is based on. I don't know why else you would hate a cop.
Yeah, other than that, like, they're supposed to just do, like, keep people safe, but they don't.
They don't. Yeah.
I think they probably do in some way.
Nah, they're predators who just, you know, they get marching orders to go give tickets and...
Oh, yeah.
Fuck with... They don't help anything.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be happy when... No, I won't. No, I won't. I won't be...
anybody want to do this first poll? I know I skipped one, but
I'll do
I just
it.
Had to do it.
I'll do it, which sort of is connected to that one.
Oh, yeah.
Bad Lieutenant versus Training Day. The original Bad Lieutenant with, what's his name, Harvey Keitel?
Harvey Keitel.
And Training Day with Denzel Washington. Is that right?
Yes.
Bad Lieutenant got 23%. Training Day got 77%.
That's weird.
Yeah. I mean, think if more people maybe they watched Bad Lieutenant.
It's Bad Lieutenant's so awesome.
You got to watch Bad
Training
Lieutenant.
Training Day is pretty good until the very end when it gets fucking dumb.
It gets
just like getting shot and yelling and wandering around in a courtyard.
You remember the scene in Spider-Man when like all of New York started throwing stuff at the Green Goblins, like, you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us, which is the least believable thing in the whole movie about magic spider powers and stuff. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the end of Training Day when like the hood has had enough, and they're like, no, we're not.
We're tired of this crooked cop.
No, let that white cop go.
It might have happened. It was Ethan Hawke, one of our greatest living actors.
But in Bad Lieutenant, he sees Jesus.
Yes.
And he like, God damn, the scene where he sees watch Bad Lieutenant with Harvey Keitel.
Check
which,
it out.
Which you watch, and I was sitting there with Sean, we're watching Bad Lieutenant, and I was like, what is this, made 72? It was made like 91.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
So it's awesome.
I disagree with this poll. Whatever. You guys don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we've got the government versus the mafia. This is one that we did.
We did an episode.
Yeah, all these have kind of pertained to each other.
Yeah.
The government lost 18%.
Wow.
Mafia got 82%.
Wow.
Bunch of anarchists.
Yeah.
Weird.
We're done with
we
you.
We love you. We love you. We love you, voters, because, yeah, we don't have the balls. We voted for the government, I think, eventually.
I don't remember.
I think we voted for the government, but we were like, the fact that it's even a contest makes you should feel ashamed. But wow, the people have spoken.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll get out in November. Is it November, Sean? When do you vote? September 3rd.
It's whenever you want to, man.
October 31st.
Every day, get out there and vote.
I think early voting is probably soon.
Mm-hmm.
So get out there.
Get that green wave going.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, let's finally...
Here's a poll.
Yes.
Believe it or not.
I do believe it.
Rocky versus Raging Bull.
Oh, Raging
Rocky
Bull.
Balboa.
Okay.
Not the movie Rocky Balboa, but Rocky, the movie Rocky with Sylvester Stallone.
Yes.
Versus Raging Bull.
Yeah.
The Raging Bull.
Yeah.
Got 36%. Rocky.
Wow.
Rocky.
Yeah.
Won. Now,
Rocky's great.
Rocky's great, but Rocky's also a movie that could never be made right now.
No.
Like the original Rocky, the scenes are so long and weird.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The story's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And like, but Raging Bull's art. It's just fucking beautiful. Every scene is like a photograph. It's
beautiful.
It's great. It looks beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
It's so quotable and great. Rocky is just... I think you're thinking you like Rocky more than you like Rocky, everybody.
Yeah. People like to feel good. Rocky is feel good.
They're thinking they like, we're not talking about Rocky 4. You know,
Rocky
we're not talking
feel
about.
Feel good.
I know, but they lost Rocky 1.
Yeah, but he still loves. He's got love.
I think they're in love with the notion of Rocky. And
yeah.
You need to let people love what they want to love, man.
I'm trying to give a perspective to let people know why they're wrong.
Oh, okay. People always love that.
Well, okay, but that's what the people said, and I have to respect it, even if I think it's wrong. Not that I don't like Rocky. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Next poll.
I'll get this one. Wait, no, you get this one, Gary, because I need the next one.
Okay. Amish versus Mennonites.
Ooh, the numbers are pretty good on this.
Yeah. Amish. One with 69%. It's Rumspringa, baby.
Yeah. Rumspringa.
Gonna raise this barn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
69, baby.
Put your churn into my mouth, baby.
Churn my butter.
Squirt your butter in my mouth.
She's up to 2 Mennonite.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
And the jokes just never end.
Okay, who's got this last one?
Let me at this.
Oh, do we want to embellish that? I mean, we get it. Amish is a little more... Less technology than
also Amish Mennonites, do Mennonites have like a takeoff time where they're like, eh, what the hell?
No.
Okay. That's cool about, wait, which one? Wait, who's got Rumspringa?
Amish.
That is Amish?
Yeah, it is Amish.
But you do, if you're a Mennonite, get a time where you're like, it's not like a fucking free-for-all 80 cocks in your face.
Yeah. Thing, yeah.
But they get a, are you sure you want to do this?
Really?
And, yeah, and you can go, I don't want to do this. And they go, that's fine. We'll never talk to you again, but that's fine.
That's the way it should be.
It's like a horror movie called Rumspringa, where it's like a Amish guy that just goes around killing people.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. It's like The Purge.
Yeah, he thinks it's okay. Because they're like, yeah, you can do whatever you want. And he's like, oh, okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much what Halloween is.
Yeah.
Just like a weird dude in a weird outfit.
He's got like
people.
A sickle.
I love it. Right. Up next... This is a crazy one.
Claymation Station.
Claymation Station. Wallace and Gromit versus Gumby and Pokey.
Ooh.
And the right one won, but by not enough, in my opinion.
They both got 69%.
Oh, shit.
Tied, baby.
Hey, Gromit, put your dick in my mouth, Gromit.
Pump me full of cheese.
I want your dick cheese in my mouth, Gromit.
Oh, boy.
So Wallace and Gromit got 53%, and Gumby and Pokey, which is kind of garbage. I mean, it's fine. There's something to it that's fun.
They're more classic.
But 47%? Yeah. I mean, that's a little... Have you seen Wallace and Gromit? They're...
Oh, yeah.
Just amazing.
They are great.
They're adorable.
So fucking good.
That whole family of Chicken Run and
Chicken Run's
the
awesome.
Yeah.
Chicken Run's so good.
I agree.
God damn it.
Gumby and Pokey, though. I remember Gumby and Pokey.
Yeah, Gumby and Pokey are fun.
Kid. I guess there's a little bit of nostalgia to that. But those are the heavy hitters.
What is Gumby? What is he?
Gumby's a Gumby. He's just a green guy.
Huh.
Pokey's obviously a horse. Gumby's just a green guy.
Yeah.
Head's crooked.
You just find out he's made of boogers the whole time.
He a green bean. Well, all right, guys. Those are polls.
Yeah.
I guess those are the polls.
That was everyone, I think.
All right. I want to thank everybody for bearing with us, and we hope there wasn't any humming. All right, everybody. Now enjoy this.
Yes.
Hey, you guys seen that movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Do you like the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Not for long, you don't. Ferris Bueller's Day Off is bullshit. It's horse shit. And I'm not just saying the plot of, like, you know, let's be honest, if a fucking teenage boy skips school with his girlfriend, he's just gonna try and finger all day. They're not going to the fucking museum. Look at Surratt's. That's fine. That's movie shit. That's Hollywood. What I'm talking about is the subtle shit, the subliminal shit that they tried to slip in on us. You know, we were kids and we're watching this movie written by adults who are pretending to be kids. And it's bullshit. I'm going to give you an example of what I mean right now. I'm going to do a scene from the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. In a moment. Now, this scene takes place in the principal's office when Principal Rooney is talking to his secretary, Grace, about the Ferris Bueller problem. And Grace says, "Oh, he's very popular, Ed. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude." And scene. That whole list, top to bottom, horse shit. What the fuck? Okay, let's go through Grace's list of people who adore Ferris Bueller. All right, number one, sportos. The fuck's a sporto, Grace? You're talking about jocks? Because there's already a word for that. It's jocks. Next on the list, the motorheads. The band of the Motorhead? Lemmy is going to school with Andrew. What are you doing? Do you mean mechanics somehow? Motorheads. Next, geeks. Okay, geeks is a thing. Point for Grace. Next on the list, sluts. Sluts? Grace, these are children. It's a school. Okay, you know what, Grace? I think you calling them sluts says a little bit more about you than it does about... Next on the list, Bloods. Bloods? The criminal organization, the Bloods? Let me ask you this. If you don't mean the gang, what do you mean? Somehow it's more racist if you don't. Next on the list, Wastoids. Here we go again. What the fuck? What's a Wastoid? We are the Wastoids from planet Weedgatron. Are you talking about potheads? Drug addicts? What the fuck's going on in this school? We got bigger problems than Ferris Bueller. Next on the list, dweebies. Oh, fuck. What the dweebies? Tell you what, Grace, I'll give you 2 hours. I want you to go out in the school, scour every classroom, find all the dweebies and bring them to me. I want to meet a dweebie. If you bring one dweebie in this office, I will give you my car and I will shoot myself in the goddamn face. Dweebies, you have got to fuck yourself, Grace. And finally, on Grace's list of people that adore Ferris Bueller, dickheads. The dickheads. The dickheads are a demographic. They self-identify as dickheads. They're a voting bloc, and they all adore Ferris Bueller. Doesn't sound like a dickhead thing to do, but there you have it. And that is it. That is the list of horse shit. The fucking Ferris Bueller tried to pull over on you. And I fucking ain't stand for it. Who was it? Who was it that ripped the shroud away and exposed the truth? Brad Edwards, that's right. That's right. And the people loved him for it. All the people. The Flibberty Gibbets. The Latin Kings. Pole vault enthusiasts. Just whores. And you want to know something? I love you all back. Hey, thank you so much for being here on this wonderful night.
If you're a fan of Brad Edwards, check out his debut comedy album, How's the Comedy Going? And his follow-up album, It's Going Okay, available on iTunes, Spotify, and the trunk of Brad's car. Osiris.